All right. I am sitting here with the director of a new movie that's coming out. It's a short film, but I believe it's going to have a big impact on the...
That is me.
That is David.
I am the director. This movie will change the world.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already predicting several nominations for the Academy Awards. It is... The story is something that I have brought through... I've experienced myself, actually.
Really, it comes from your own human experience.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I feel like this story will relate to a lot of people.
Right, yeah. Well, yes. And importantly on this show, you know, we're going to have a member of the cast later on, Tyroa Tate. He plays quite a controversial role, you know, considering he's playing a character that has a different complexion than his.
That's very true, actually. You know, it was a tricky time casting, but... The role that I wrote, I mean, there's only one person that could play this role.
It's true. And don't worry, guys. He's not going to get canceled. This complexion is, it's not from this world.
No, it's quite, yes, it's, I don't even know what world this man is from. Or what world
he's,
this...
He's from the world of extreme capitalism.
Yes, yes. And I'm loving it.
I am loving it too.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bored Podcast. This is the second episode. My name is David.
And I am Rakai Tate. And
I just want to touch upon that intro really quick. You won't understand what we're trying to get at, but I will be releasing a video in a few days. And it will make sense.
It'll all become clear.
Yes.
And then you'll go back and listen to that intro, and hopefully you'll find it as funny as we did.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Tyra, that man. I'm just going to put it out there. He really did a great performance.
Oh, he killed the role.
Oh, he became this certain character that we're not going to describe to you right now, but you will see. I'm very excited for you to see. I wasn't even in the short film, but I'm very excited for everybody to see it.
Yes, yes, it's going to be amazing. I can already tell.
Yeah, I saw some of the shots already, and it is hilarious. Yeah, it involves a couple of our other friends, some familiar faces. Go
really
check it out
when
it drops.
About it. We can't talk about it yet, though.
I know. I'm looking at the costume right now.
Well, that's not a costume.
Oh, there's no costume involved.
There's no costume.
There's no costume. We're not talking about the costume.
No, you're
very secretive.
You've spoken too much.
I know, but I really want to talk about it. Okay, we're going to switch subjects.
I turned 22 over the weekend, Rakai.
Yeah, you did. Happy birthday, David.
Thank you. The 25th of September.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about how we got over to Queenstown, because Queenstown's the party hub.
That's true. Well, yeah, I wanted to do something cool. So I rented a limousine, a stretch limousine, to take us from where we are now to Queenstown, which is around an hour and a bit away, and then back to Wanaka at the end of the night. And that was really cool, because I've never really... I mean, I've been in a limousine before, but not to go partying or anything.
Yeah, no, it kind of felt like how prom night was supposed to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole vibe I was going for.
Yeah, yeah, prom, totally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was great. We were blasting tunes the whole way. The driver was super cool about letting us crank it. And yeah. The best part about it was when I was in prom, you know, I wasn't allowed to drink, but now I'm old enough, and it became a lot more fun.
Well, prom night's changed a lot.
Prom night has changed quite a bit.
But, Rakai, I feel like this is something that I've been thinking about lately.
Yeah.
And I know I've talked to some of my other friends about this, and I know that this is a thing now. I feel like I'm going through a quarter-life crisis.
You feel like you're going through a quarter-life crisis.
I don't feel like I'm going through one right now. That's wrong. I shouldn't have said that. I feel like that I might.
Oh. Wait a second. I just want to ask you something to be completely clear about what we're doing right now. This podcast isn't part of your quarter-life crisis, is it? Like, you're not... That's not the reason this is happening, right?
That's going to stay unclear.
You're not going to disclose that
I'm
to us?
I'm not going to disclose it.
Wow. Okay, so I'm on this ship, and I don't know where it's going.
I'm thinking about buying a Porsche, Rakai. That... Or should I save that for the midlife crisis?
I think that's a midlife crisis thing. Quarter-life crisis...
Dude, what do you do in a quarter-life crisis?
What do you do
in a... Is it just feeling sad that you're getting older?
Yeah. Ah. You know, I think it's, I think the quarter life crisis is just realizing that, you know, there are going to be time periods in your life that you're going to pass through and they're no longer going to be around. So it's the first time in our lives where we're kind of, you know, we're seeing that, you know, we don't necessarily have the same friends that we did, you know, going through high school. You go through a large chunk of your life living in one place, and those are the people that you spend time with, and that's that era. And then you get past that first era of your life, and then you sort of realize that, oh, wow, there's going to be quite a few of these eras, and I'm just going to be sort of passing through them, and nothing is permanent.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I shouldn't be feeling like this, because I feel like a quarter-life crisis, a lot of the times it stems from, like, looking at Instagram like, oh, man, this 15-year-old is doing something crazy. I should be doing that. And I feel like, without sounding too, not into myself, without sounding too dickheadish, like, I feel like what I do for a job and, like, what I get to do is pretty amazing. All thanks to you guys listening.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't feel like I should be expecting anything more than this, because this is all that I could have wanted. Like, I don't know.
There's nowhere to, you feel like you've peaked. There's nowhere
not
else
peaked.
To go.
Not,
okay, okay, okay.
Not peaked.
Just trying to, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm trying to understand.
Yeah, no, yeah, I feel like, because, like, let's say if I wasn't doing anything, or, like, because we get to go snowboarding all the time, which is so sick. Like, if I was, like, stuck, I don't know, just back in Auckland all the time, I feel like then I could almost be like, oh, man, I wish I could just go and travel and do all of that kind of stuff. But I'm doing that stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I don't know why I still feel
like kind of, you still feel the same things possibly
exactly.
that you would be feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
which just goes to show it's not all, like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's not just like, oh, yeah, go do what you want to do and you're going to be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's something you
got to
work towards, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm freaking stoked.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like,
but
I just don't want to get older, Rakai.
Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah. These are the golden years, man.
Yeah.
What's going to happen after this?
That's what they say, like, 21's, like, the peak. Well, not the peak, but, like, 21's the last birthday that you actually are hyped for.
Yeah.
After that, it starts going, ooh.
Well, that's if you, you know, subscribe to that way of thinking. I think that, like, the way that I comfort myself, at least, is I like to think about, you know, my whole lifespan is, you know, it's all part of the human experience. And so getting older, we're going to be able to derive pleasure from actually getting older and having more experience behind us. And there will be things that are amazing about being old. And there will be things that are amazing about that experience of aging and feeling yourself dying.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of. I mean, that's a horribly morbid way to put it, but that, you know, right now this is the best way that you could be living.
True.
I think, and I think
that's
that true. Your definition of what is going to be amazing and what makes you happy is going to change as you get older.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like, obviously it's only natural to worry about these things, but I don't think that, you know, you don't have any control over what's going to make you happy in 10 years from now.
That's
true. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another thing.
Yeah.
I also find it, because I guess we're living quite a different lifestyle to a lot of people.
It's true. We are. Yeah.
And I feel like living this lifestyle makes you feel like that you're still a lot younger. I mean, we're not old.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But like younger. Because I have friends back in Auckland, which are like married.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What?
No, I definitely, I feel like a child sometimes. You know, I'm riding a board and competing at it and taking it very seriously.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's my life. And when you take a step back, you're like, wow, that is kind of crazy and ludicrous. But if it makes you happy, man, like, I don't really.
I don't see, exactly.
Hey, some people, you know, what makes them happy is, you know, like, a certain kind of job, and you know, that my job is, I honestly, it's not even a job yet because I'm not making that much money, but I'm enjoying the pursuit of it, and it's, you know, it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I went up Kedrona the other day, and do you know what a furry is?
I know what a furry
is. Dude, I went
yes.
up Kedrona, and there were like 6 furries.
Wow, that's a party.
They were furries. They had snowboard gear on, like goggles over the fur head,
mm-hmm.
and like a tail coming out the back.
Right,
they were snowboarding furries.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. Now, see, this is where I start to ask questions. Is it... Are they just putting on, you know, are they furries while they're snowboarding, or does it, you know, go all the way back to, you know, sexual preferences?
Yeah, yeah.
You never know with those guys.
I feel like you don't just buy a fur costume to go snowboarding. You have that because you're a dedicated furry.
You're a dedicated furry.
Yeah.
Wow. There are furries in snowboarding now. You guys hear that? That's...
Rikai, would you ever consider becoming a furry?
Becoming a furry... Honestly, I don't really have any fantasies about not being human.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, I'm pretty happy with, you know, the species that I am.
That's true.
You know, I see a rabbit, and it just doesn't do it for me.
What if I told you that I was actually a furry?
Hey, man.
Would you still accept me?
Oh, yeah. You do you. I mean, no, there's no one normal, man. You just, like, whatever you're into, you're into.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Because I'm a furry.
Because you're a furry. No. Oh, jeez.
I'm not.
Yeah. No, you know, David, I still love you.
Thank you.
It's going to be harder
yeah, yeah.
to love you, but I still love
you. It's going to be hard to see you through my fursuit.
Oh, man. Yeah.
If you guys don't know what a furry is, it's pretty much just someone that cosplays as an animal.
In the bedroom.
I don't think it's just the bedroom.
No, it's not just
it's
in the bedroom.
It's just like people can do it without it being a sexual thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I, for some reason, I always thought there was a sexual aspect to it.
That's just the part that everyone talks about. But like,
oh, okay,
there's
okay.
people that do it just
because it's fun.
Yeah, because it's fun.
Right.
And I can see it being fun.
I can see
they
it.
They have furry conventions.
You know
about that? I would pull up to a furry convention. Like, I'm not a furry, but I'll pull up.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, oh man, I'm just thinking about how funny it would be to get hit on by somebody in a furry costume.
Yeah.
That would be pretty. Like, that would be. Because you're not really yourself, are you? Like,
no, you have to play a character
you
when
have
you're
to play a character.
When the fursuit goes on, you become the furry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember talking about furries became very popular. I think it's been a hot topic for a while, but Zootopia, I think.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about some of the characters from Zootopia, yeah. which I found. Okay, I can't say disturbing because there's nothing wrong with, you know, thinking an animated character is attractive. But, like, to me personally, I was like, I can't. Don't think I could see that.
There's this girl on TikTok that's just blown up recently.
Really?
And I think the reason she's blown up is because she looks like one of the characters from Zootopia.
Really?
She looks like the rabbit.
Does she?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you look like a rabbit?
I don't know.
She just does?
She just looks like, she looks like the character.
Funny.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I guess they always do put like human features on the animals.
Yeah,
so
they're
close, you know, I see the idea behind, you know, that fetish, I guess. But it's still a bit strange.
It's interesting.
It's interesting. I shouldn't say strange. That's
apparently one of those fursuits. I had a look.
Yeah.
There was some video I watched. They cost like $2,000 each.
$2,000.
I think something like that. Like US.
They're committed.
Oh, yeah.
They're committed.
I mean, like, you don't want a cheap fursuit. It's like when you pull up, like, you know how rich, really rich people can tell differences in suits?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Like, you can tell the difference in a cheap fursuit.
Yeah, I bet you can, David.
I can. Not because I have one.
Yeah. Hey, and if you did have one, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, even just talking about it, I'm opening up to the idea. Not for myself, necessarily, but... You know, everybody, you know, just do you. Don't care. Don't care what other people think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Because when the haters get to you, they've won.
Yeah.
Don't let that happen.
I spit a furt ball on their face.
Exactly. I'll slap you over the face with my paw.
Claw your ass.
Yeah.
So speaking of cosplay, this is not necessarily on the same level, but the video, you know, I'm going to start doing a reoccurring thing where I recommend a skateboard, surf, or snowboard, or any sort of board sport video that I really enjoyed. And this isn't necessarily one video, but there's this group called The Warble. Do you know of The Warble, David?
Of course I know of The Warble. But yeah. I know them through you, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. They're starting to gain traction. They're actually a bunch of skaters from Vermont, which is actually how I know them, because I used to live in Vermont and skate. I skated on the same team as them. Shout out Vermont Skateboards. Represent forever. They've been putting out these videos with this character called Man Ramp. And can you describe Man Ramp to us a little bit, David?
Well, he's like a very sexy Bob the Builder.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a perfect way to describe him, actually. Yeah, and if that hasn't piqued your interest yet, I mean, not only does he look like a sexy Bob the Builder, but he can transform into a skate ramp.
Exactly. He carries around a piece of plywood.
Yeah.
And he can do anything with that piece of plywood.
He really can. And he's been evolving. He has all sorts of contraptions where he can open up doors and people skate this guy. Like no other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, let me tell you, he is the ideal specimen for a man. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. He's just like.
It's not just because he has a mustache, right?
No. He puts the people on his back.
Yeah. Yeah. Man Ramp is for the people.
Man Ramp is for the people. He is incredible. You got to go check it out. If you just look up The Warble on Thrasher.com or YouTube, they have a series of episodes about Man Ramp, and they pair up with other groups. I think they did one with Pyramid Country.
Yep.
They did one with they've done one. They like they have all sorts of goods. Lizard King has skated the Man Ramp.
Really?
Yeah, he has.
Oh, I forgot about Lizard King.
Lizard King, Tony Hawk. They did something with.
Oh,
Tony
yeah,
Hawk.
That's right. Yeah, at his half pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man Ramp.
Man.
And he's.
Ramp.
Man.
Ramp.
Even like what the videos that Man Ramp's a part of, the ones that have like just the Warble videos.
Yeah.
They're so sick.
Oh yeah.
I think
incredible.
It's like the skateboarding, the music choice.
Yeah.
And Cobra Man. Cobra Man, it's the band that they use in a lot of their videos.
I'm pretty sure almost all of them, yeah. Because they have a partnership with Cobra Man where Cobra Man does the soundtracks for their videos, yeah.
Yeah. And they make some really cool songs.
Yeah, they are Power Disco. And if you haven't heard Power Disco, you really got to go check it out.
Power Disco.
Yeah.
Now, that's a genre, right?
That is a genre. That is a genre and a half. Honestly, I'm going to shout them out, too. Cobra Man.
Shout out Cobra Man. Shout out Man Ramp.
Shout out The Warble. Shout out Steve Mole, Tom Mole, Dave Mole, Chuck Mole, all the Mole brothers.
All the Moles.
Yeah. I got lost a little bit. I couldn't remember all their names, but yeah.
Respect.
Major respect. Yeah, go check it out. Seriously. Speaking of other Vermont skateboard, you know, taking it back to Vermont skateboards, Tyroa, my brother, actually used to skate for them as well, and we were on the same team. And
luckily for you, we have the Penguin Man with us.
The Penguin Man himself, Tyroa Tate.
Hold on. I gotta take a shit first before we start.
Are you serious, dude? For all the people just joining, we're now joined with our very first guest on this podcast. This is Tyroa Tate, everybody.
Hey, say hi.
So do your famous hi.
Hi.
if you've seen some of David's videos, you've probably seen this dude. He's also my younger brother. And if you listen to the last podcast, you can get a pretty good idea of what he looks like. He's that penguin looking mother.
Yes.
If you see me walking down the street, you'll see my waddle and you'll know.
Yeah, you guys all know Tyroa. Yeah.
Do you guys have some crazy names for Americans? I bet you guys get like a bunch of questions about those when you're in America, right? Tyroa and Rakai. Yeah.
In America, people will be like, what?
Oh, yeah. The people at Starbucks writing names on cups, they hate us. They dread us.
We've gone to Ty and Rocky now.
Yeah, Ty and Rocky, yeah.
I noticed we went to get some food the other night, and Rakai is just like, they're like, so... what's your name?
Rocky.
And I was just like, what? Yeah. I saw one of our other friends that was there with us. He looked at me like, what? Did you just say his name's Rocky? Yeah. And what, you just give Ty?
Yeah. I honestly just go by Thai a lot now just because it's easier for people.
I mean, lately I've been saying that I'm Thai when we go to order stuff.
Yeah, and then I kind of just like, oh, shit, now I got to improvise. And then I'm like, what? Oh, I can be David.
Yeah.
Just so panic.
How long have you been Rakai's brother? Just me trying to come up with a question.
Yeah, no, so Tyra and I, we've lived together for a while now.
Yeah. since we were children.
Since we were children. I mean, I don't know him super well. I've only known him for, 19 years.
See him in the hallway sometimes, it's kind of. Yeah. Like, oh, hey. Oh,
hey. Hey, what's up?
So I was talking about doing improv stuff with you guys before, and then you were telling me about this story about when you guys were younger. You guys would pretend, that you're going down the road on your bikes, and you would say, hey, man, let's pretend that we're brothers, and we're riding bikes, and we're going to the store.
What can I say? We had wild imaginations.
Yeah, pretend like we're brothers, and we're biking down the road in Hawaii, and we have to be home by 3 o'clock.
And it would just be describing the situation, essentially.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, come on. Maybe our lives were just so dope that we just didn't even need to imagine.
I know?
Yeah.
It's just like fun.
Yeah.
Your dreams are reality, baby. Mm.
Make those dreams a reality.
Yeah, no, we made this happen.
We lived our imagination.
We lived your dreams.
Right, yeah. In case anybody is wondering, though, our names are, they're Maori. They're from New Zealand. Mm. I got a lot of family on my dad's side that, Pacific Islander and Maori, and so that's where we got our names from.
Yeah.
Tairoa, are you a superstitious person?
I'm not superstitious. I am a little stitious.
You got a little bit of stitious. I got a little bit of stitious. Do you like knock on wood if you like say something?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Always knock on wood.
You never say last run. That's a big no-no. It's always two skip,
three skip, four skip, whatever it is.
Two more skip to last. For those who don't do this, you probably should start because, God, I don't know how you're alive right now. But if you're a snowboarder or a skier, you never, ever say last run. When it's, your last run of the day or anything. Because you're going to get broken off. So you gotta say two more runs, skip the last. Or abbreviated, two skip. You have to.
These are wise words. Yeah. Dude, I called last run once and I ate it so hard.
Yeah.
I feel like we all have, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's how we know it's real.
Yeah.
But, dude, I was going to say, like, if you asked me if I was superstitious a couple months ago, I would have said no way.
No way.
Guess what? I was driving down the road the other day, and I said something to my friend. Like, this is like down the motorway, the highway. I said something to my friend which I should have knocked on wood for, but in my car there was no wood. And I didn't think I was superstitious until this point. You know why? I pulled that car over, and I hopped out, and I went and knocked on a tree. And then got back in the car and kept driving down the motorway.
Dude, yeah. anything to touch wood, man.
Yeah.
I'll do anything to touch wood. But
oh, of course you would. But okay, superstitions, all that, touch wood. That's all undisputedly real. Last run, you don't say that. You touch wood for good luck. But there is a lot of people who are unsure about, the spirit realm and ghosts, okay?
This is about to get mad spooky for you all out there. Hope you guys are ready for this. So, Tairoa, you believe in the paranormal?
Oh, I didn't think so. And then, I've had a couple experiences over the years where I was just like, maybe.
Well, yeah, me and Rakai, we already know about your paranormal experiences, but I think they're the most interesting ones I've heard. And in fact, the first time you told me about them, I couldn't sleep the next night. So, if any of you out there get scared easy, you may want to skip this part. Mm. So, Ty, do you want to let us know about your paranormal experiences?
Of course. All right. So, let me set the scene. I'm about four.
It was a cold.
Yeah. It was probably, yeah. Nah, it would have been. I was 14 years old, I think, staying at a friend's house in Summit County, Colorado. And, I was staying over there for training, I think.
Yeah, I think we, Breck, well, yeah. Tyra and I, we were both staying at our friend's house. He had a house over in Dillon, Colorado, and if you know that area, you know it's pretty close to, you know, like Keystone and Breckenridge. And so we were planning on filming for a couple days and cruising around the mountain. Anyway, then this this happened.
So yeah, I'm in the room. There's a massive mirror, and obviously, you know, someone says mirror, you know where the story's going. You're like, oh god, here it goes.
Yeah, but mirrors are terrifying.
Yeah, no, I don't like sleeping in rooms with mirrors, especially now.
I hate mirrors.
Fuck mirrors. All my homies hate mirrors.
All my homies hate mirrors.
Anyway, unless it's Justin Timberlake, dude. JT. God. Or Michael Jackson. Is it okay to still praise Michael Jackson? I don't know.
We'll find out.
We straight up just ruined the spooky vibe of that. All right, ready? Going back into the spook. Ooh.
Yes. Spooky. Ooh. Ooh, so spooky.
Woo! <Yeah. laughs>
Anyways, it's a very bright night, so the moon was shining through, so like I could see, you know, like really well in the room. But I was sleeping, and I woke up just randomly, and I just like sat up, and I was like fully awake and there, and I just look in the mirror, and there's just a guy like sitting on my bed, staring at me.
Oh my god!
I just like stared this guy down. And I was just like, huh, and I just froze. I didn't say anything. I was just sitting there, just like really wide-eyed, just like, please go away, like in my head. And I look over at the bed, and there's no one like on the bed. And I'm just like looking back and forth between the mirror.
Dude, that's like straight like out of a horror movie.
Dude, yeah, straight up. It freaked me out. Well,
how like, I mean, you say you saw this dude, but like, how like it was quite detailed, right?
Oh yeah, like it wasn't. Like, all my other stuff usually is just, like, you know, I'll see figures and just be kind of freaked out and be like, oh, that could have been something else, you know?
But you're, like, certain this was some, like, this was a guy sitting on your bed.
Well, yeah, because usually, yeah, you know, it's like, oh, it turned out to be a coat on a hanger or something, you know. But this one was just, like, it was white wall behind this guy. And it was just, like, I could see his face. And I kind of remember his face. And
so
it
just,
was just
a full-on apparition. Just
yeah. Yeah, no, not cool. And he just, like, he was making the same face I was making. But I know the mirror.
He's just as afraid of you are you as you are of
yeah,
him.
But to be clear, it was not me in the mirror.
But to be clear.
It was at an angle, and I could tell you sitting on the foot of my bed, not at the head where I was. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you, like, did you, like, freak out? After? Like, I mean, like, where did it go? How did you just keep looking at him?
I remember I was, like, scared in the moment, but, like, not for the reason you would be normally. I was just like, this is really scary, but like, if he just goes away, then I can go back to bed. I was just like, really?
What?
I was like, so tired.
Like, there's no way. You just like, you see this ghost, and you're very sure that it's a ghost, and you're just like, oh man, if he just disappeared, I could just get back to sleep. I'll be fine. There's no way.
Well, you know, in the moment, you're just like,
you're really,
really
tired.
Thinking, like,
yeah.
This is 100% like something that's like another entity or whatever, you know, you're just kind of like, I'm seeing something crazy right now and it's really freaking me out. But like, if I just stare at it, it might disappear and then I can go to bed. And that's what happened. I just looked at him until he slowly just like faded away. And it was just straight up. Yeah. White wall behind him. Like he didn't like, oh, it wasn't like, yeah, coat or something.
What, and then you just went, back to bed.
Straight up though. I just kind of like, oh, that was pretty scary. And then I just went,
no.
You didn't like, did you wake up Rakai?
Not because I didn't realize like how freaky it was until the next day.
Yeah.
And I went upstairs and talked to them.
Yeah, and so basically we wake up the next morning, like, you know, eating breakfast, drinking coffee or whatever, getting ready for the day, and Tyra just comes up and he's just kind of like rubbing his eyes like, man, craziest thing happened last night. Like, wasn't even like being shocked or anything. He just kind of very nonchalantly told us this story. And it was actually me and Kirk's mom, and we were Kirk's the friend of ours that we were staying at his house, but it was his mom, and we were both just looking at you like, dude, you probably shouldn't stay in that room again. I was like, Tara, you are not staying in there again. Like, that's crazy. Like, I can't believe that happened. And then you're like, really? Like, oh, man. Like, I didn't
realize. It's like 10 minutes of talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, that's really scary.
Like, dude, that's the only ghost story that's ever, like, spooked me so I couldn't sleep. I mean, like, I couldn't sleep that. The next night I could sleep. But I think it's, like, because I've never had a paranormal experience quite like yours. I mean, I've never had an actual experience where I've seen something and I'm like, whoa, that's paranormal.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's me knocking on wood because I don't want... It's weird. I feel like I say I don't want to have one, but I kind of want to have one so I know it's real.
Just not anywhere that you're going to be sleeping at night a lot, you know?
Yeah.
It's not... You don't want somewhere you're living. You want to go somewhere else that you're never going to go back to again and have a crazy one and then leave and never have to go back there again.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like sleep paralysis. You know sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I've had sleep paralysis and I know people see crazy things, like they see people or like demons, but I've never seen that in sleep paralysis. Like I've woken up, I couldn't move, I open my eyes, and then I just close them again because I'm too afraid to see something.
You just kind of wake up, can't move, just, nope, not doing that. Oh, yeah, let's hear that again. Here, what do we got? Yeah. Just a little stitious, remember.
Yeah.
Remember,
I don't know how
folks.
You guys can close your eyes. Like, I have to have my eyes open. If I'm scared, I'm like, I'm looking. I got to see it.
Out of sight, out of mind, man. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. You're crazy.
No way, because what if it comes closer, tries to hurt you? I'm like, no, I gotta see it.
Have you seen anything in sleep paralysis?
I've never had sleep paralysis.
Really?
Yeah. Nah, I had dreams that I had sleep paralysis. That was really weird.
You had a dream that you had sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
But then you woke up and you...
Yeah, because
that was probably just sleep paralysis.
I could tell it wasn't a dream because it turned out that I wasn't actually paralyzed. I was just moving really, really slowly. And then I had slow motion, fell onto the floor. It was a really stupid dream. I should have get into it.
So, I stayed with you guys. I went to America in 2018. It was 2018.
Yeah,
and I stayed with you guys for a bit at your house in Colorado.
Yeah.
And we were... During my trip there, I guess we had a plan to go to Las Vegas at some point. I bet you know where I'm going with this, right?
No.
No.
No. I don't remember.
Because we're going to some wedding or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah, our cousin's wedding. Yeah.
And I thought it would be an epic idea for all three of us to get married to each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like...
But we never followed through. Are you saying that we should probably, you know?
Well, no, because we never ended up actually going to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But like, I was set on marrying you guys. I want to make it clear right now. I'm straight.
Yeah.
I'm not gay. But I thought it would be funny to tell everyone that I have a three-way marriage with two brothers.
That's some Mormon polygamous kind of stuff, but which is funny because the wedding that we were supposed to go to was actually a Mormon family wedding because, you know, we have a lot of family that's Mormon. They are not polygamists, but
yeah.
Dude, I was like looking up like rules online, like, can we actually get married?
I had some serious Google searches, man.
I mean, I think it has some serious, you know, law, like in terms of in the law's eyes, it has some repercussions for sure. Like I think like it joins your assets.
Dude. When you get married in Las Vegas, you're only married in Vegas. You're not married.
Really?
Yeah,
that's not
real. It's not a real marriage.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It is. That's like from that's our friends. Yeah. you can't see Rakai right now because this is an audio podcast, but he looks hella confused.
Let me just clarify really quick. I really thought those were real marriages. I thought...
They are. We're just messing.
Okay, yeah, that's what I... Okay, all right. I was like, what? Okay, all right. Okay. Yeah.
If we did go to Vegas, like, would have you been down to get married?
How much is it to get divorced?
No, it would have been, like, marriage and then, like, divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
just to say that I've been married before.
Well, yeah.
That'd be pretty hilarious.
They actually did it. Yeah, that's really funny.
That's crazy.
But they did it on King of the Road, I think. They had on one of the challenges on King of the Road. I can't remember whose team actually went through with it and did it. Enjoy, but
I can't remember his name.
Was it Evan Smith?
No, it was the guy who got pranked by like everyone.
I
think
Gravett?
No.
Gravett? Are you sure?
I don't remember.
This is the guy who like even got KTOR tattooed in his eyebrow.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Gravett. Yeah. Him and somebody else got married. I can't remember who it was, but yeah, they did it and then they got divorced. But I mean, you know, if it wouldn't be like too much, you know, of a hassle after the fact to get, you know, legally separated, then I might have, it's hard to say. It would have to be in the moment, you know?
Yeah.
I would have married you two in a heartbeat.
See, now I feel bad, you know. You know, I wouldn't have thought about it either, actually, now that you say that.
Lawyers kind of freak me out, you know? And, like, we'd have to get into all that stuff.
I think the only thing that might have held it back is the fact that you two are brothers and you're marrying each other. It's a three-way marriage.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just an interesting thought.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Probably should have just done it, honestly.
Yeah, that would have either been rock bottom or that would have been our peak. I don't know, depending on how you're looking at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think usually married in Vegas is a rock bottom type of thing. But, I mean, who's to say? Maybe there's probably been some very wonderful marriages to come out of that beautiful city.
Yeah.
Ty, would you say you peaked in high school?
Of course. We co-founded the volleyball team. I mean, it was just... it was just great.
Co-founded the volleyball team.
I'll just chuck that in there. It was amazing.
Yeah, you're looking at you're sitting. I mean, you're listening in.
Yeah, you're sitting at the table. No.
You're sitting at the table with I'm gonna say this really clearly because it's God's honest truth. The best setter in Bell Mountain School history.
I mean, best male setter. In Bell Mountain School.
Yeah, you're right. Oh yeah, no.
There were so many girls who were.
Oh
way
yeah, no, that's true.
Than me.
Sorry, I'm male setter. I should really add that in because there were a lot of female volleyball players from that school who were actually really good.
they were good volleyball players.
Yeah, they were good volleyball players.
We were just a bunch of dudes messing around.
A bunch of dudes being guys hitting balls.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that was a really fun
time. I mean, also,
time.
Another way to phrase that, what Rakai just said, is I was the only male setter at Bell Mountain School.
He was the only male who could set a ball legally, you know, legally within the restrictions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Without, putting too much spin or whatever.
Dude, Ty, this is something that I've told you this in the past, but, like, I feel like a lot of people might have noticed this. It's your laugh. You have one of the most contagious laughs I think I've ever heard. When I'm around you, my laugh changes into your laugh. Like, it goes from, like, ha-ha, or, like, into... You did it as well, Rakai!
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. There it is. We're just talking about it, and it's getting us going.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of,
we pull up to like your because you're at university. We pull up to your like university house. We walk in, everyone's like,
everybody's just turned into this penguin looking. Sorry, I keep bringing that up. I'll stop
just
now.
Every 5 minutes, it's like. This penguin looking
penguin ass mother. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Speaking of laughing, there's a pretty funny story that I think we need to address about our time in Colorado. About when, so let me put this out there. Tyra, I'm a competitive snowboarder now. Tyra was a competitive snowboarder when he was younger, very accomplished. Kind of a ripper, actually.
Hey, Rakai.
Yep, what's up?
Have you ever crapped yourself?
Have I ever crapped myself? I've gotten close. Oh, well, yeah. Actually, okay. Are we talking like post after 6 years old or before?
I'm talking like a proper crap yourself. A proper like, oh man, I just crapped myself.
Yeah.
In like a social situation kind of. I mean, like it doesn't have to be a social situation. But like,
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've gotten very close.
I've also gotten very close. Yeah. But it's never actually fully
never
come
happened.
Out. I've never had a log like that in my pants.
No.
But I think we know someone.
We know somebody who has.
Just okay, but before I tell this story, just know that I've sharted on numerous occasions. Just like as a post 6 year old human. I like just randomly.
In my adult life.
Yes.
I have sharted.
Well, this was the most significant amount. The other ones were just, you know, they're just little skid marks, you know, just from a big
this
fart.
This one required cleanup.
Oh, yeah. This one I had to go, you know, take a little shower, have a change of clothes, you know, all that all that.
Allow me to set the stage really quick for this glorious moment in Tyro's story as a human, his whole life. We were nationals, USASA nationals. If you're from the States and you've competed in snowboarding, most likely you've competed with USASA. They're a huge organization. I can't remember how many states they're involved with, but nationals is this crazy event where people from all over the country come, and it's probably one of the most competitive, you know, amateur snowboard contests out there. And this year, Tyro was, what age division were you in?
I was a youth man, so I was 14.
Right, so he's 14-year-old. Youth is one of the most competitive divisions in USASA, especially at nationals. And then, of course, there's open, but in terms of the age divisions, youth is definitely one of the most competitive. And we're up at the top, and it's half pipe. And Tyro's getting ready. Should we start off from the first run? Start off from the first run. What happened the first run?
All right. Well, so the day of the contest, it was real snowy. So the pipe was running really slowly. So it pretty much just like the person who had the best wax job was doing well. But so I did my first run. I don't remember what the
exactly
run was,
what it was.
But it had.
But you laced it. You stomped it.
Yeah. Feeling good. I didn't put all my big tricks in, but you know, I was happy with my run. Came down, and then the scores came in from the first runs, and I was in first, and I was pretty stoked, because I'd always come close to winning nationals, but I'd never actually won nationals before, and that was kind of a big goal of mine. I was like, I really, really want to win nationals.
So then, we're at the top. I'm there, I'm there supporting Tyroa. You know, he's my brother, and our coach, who's, you know, shout out to Elijah Teeter, really great snowboarder. Sister's also a pro snowboarder, and he was our coach for a couple of years there. And
Wait, he was your coach?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. I mean, I know who Hannah Teeter is, but
so Elijah Teeter was our coach, and we're up at the top, and Tyro's about to drop in for his second run. You get two runs, and he's about to drop in, and Tyro turns around and says to us, "You know, I kind of got to take a shit." And, you know, Elijah and I, we look at each other, we're like, don't shit yourself, just kind of joking. And because, I know. But you should know in snowboarding, it happens more frequent than you think. But if you fall really hard on your butt, it's possible that you'll, you know, drop a load unknowingly in your pants.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, I feel like everyone's gone through this. But when you fall on your ass, like, sometimes you get that fall where, like, it just rips your ass cheeks apart from each other, and then it feels like you just can't control it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know if you're dropping a dump or not.
Yeah, it's like the muscle is forced to go limp.
Yeah, exactly.
The muscle that's keeping it all
it's
in.
It's the worst feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always like, dude, am I bleeding? Like, did I just rip my ass that hard?
Oh, and especially in halfpipe. Oh my God, it happens so much, mm-hmm. where you just get a cheek spreader and you feel like you're gonna shit yourself and then die.
All right, so yeah, so these guys, yeah, making jokes about it. I'm like, oh yeah, that would suck, you know, like, oh, you know. So I drop in, and I'm just pumping my ass out to try and get speed. And I've gone front seven, and I'm trying to just link it up with the cab seven. And I just like, I did not have enough speed at all, but I was like, oh, but it, I, you know, I haven't, you know, I just want to land it anyways. So screw it. It's second run. And I go to throw him. I'm just like real antsy with it. And I threw it just like really early, and I caught my nose on the wall, and it just like bounced me like, it clipped, and I just like stuck midair, just like in one position, like, and I just like flew out over the flat bottom and just landed like almost a flat, just like right on my butt. And I didn't realize it had happened at first, cause it was just like I was just sitting there, I was like, oh, like that kind of like that really didn't feel very good on my butt, like, you know. And then I stand up, I'm like, oh no, like what, like all my pants are all wet inside.
Oh no.
Yeah, no.
And then what happened?
And then
you kind of just you dipped, right?
Oh yeah. Well, first, okay, so first things first, like I get down to the bottom of the half pipe, I think there's like a couple more guys to go, and I'm still in first, so I'm just like, so everyone's just like really stoked, like, dude, like, you pretty much like, we think you've won, like, hell yeah. And I'm just like, yeah, sick, you know. But I'm like, I just gotta get out of here, like, I just gotta, and there's just massive crowd.
All your homies like, dude, something smells like crap. So you're like, whoa, I have no idea what that could be.
No, who came down to give you a hug?
Yeah, so yeah, through the crowd, my other coach, he's also a great coach that we had back then, Ben Boyd. Yeah,
yeah, so he runs Summit Action Sports now. He's a he's been my coach for a long time. Super good dude, and he, you know, like the good dude that he is, he was coming down to congratulate Tyroa.
Yeah, so he comes down, he's like, yo, like, I'm so, like, just so stoked, like, we, you know, you're in first, like, great run, like, great job, like, so proud of you, and he gives me the biggest hug, and I'm just, like, I'm just taking this hug, and I'm, like, I'm so happy, too, but, like, you know, like, I just didn't say anything. And
I gotta,
like,
go, man.
I just, like, kind of rushed through, and my dad's, like, at the bottom as well. He's trying to make it to me, but I'm just, like, I can't, like, see anyone else right now. I just need to go. So I give him a hug, and I just book it down to...
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. I'm hideous.
Yeah. So going back to being at the watching it from the top, it was pretty funny because Elijah and I were watching, and Tyroa, you know, he clips and he just goes limp in the air and then just lands so hard on his butt in the flat bottom. And we both look at each other like jokingly, you know, me and Elijah are like, oh yeah, that could have done it. Like that could have made him, you know, lose it. But little did we know that's what actually happened. I went down to go congratulate him, and he was gone. And then he was just nowhere to be found. And Fletcher's down at the bottom, and I'm asking Fletcher is another snowboarder friend of ours. And I was asking him, like, where did Tyroa go? Like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, I think he shit himself. Oh man, just. Went down to the condo that we were staying at. Tyroa's in the bathroom. I'm like, oh man, I had a little bit of an accident. I immediately got on the phone to Elijah and called him, and he absolutely lost it. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude, that was like the talk of the Warren Cinema.
Did you end up getting first?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you there to, like, accept the prize?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. It was at the end of the day.
Oh,
like,
okay. You were at the podium, like, Tyroa Tate!
Yeah, no.
Where is he?
That would have sucked. No. Yeah, I went down, cleaned myself up, ran over, and I was just like, I told everyone. I was just like, oh, guess what, dude? I shit myself.
you were stoked on that?
Yeah.
Your friends are giving you high fives. Like, hell yeah, yeah, man, that's it. That's sick.
You know, it's kind of a rite of passage in snowboarding. Like, when you kind of got to celebrate it a little bit because you're just like, I'm so gnarly, dude. I hit myself so hard that I just, like, crap my pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's impressive, really.
Thank you so much, Tyroa, for coming on our podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys.
No problem. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Now pretend to walk away.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other thing before this podcast ends, I just want to talk about something I said in the first podcast when I said I stole bowling shoes. It's not fully 100% accurate. A lot of it was kind of exaggerated. But no, I did take the bowling shoes, but they have been returned. And they've been returned for a while. I just wanted to let you know because stealing is not cool.
Stealing is definitely wrong.
Feel like if you've if you listened to that podcast and you thought that and you took away that we thought that stealing was cool, I think you got that wrong because it's not what we were getting across.
Yeah.
It was just an interesting section.
Interesting section. And an interesting period in our life.
Exactly.
Where, you know, we were on the dark side.
On the dark side.
But yeah, now we're, model citizens.
That's exactly right.
Unless you get us in a limo, then who knows what.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast. Our second podcast of many.
Of many, yes.
Make sure to come back next week.
Yeah, next week we have Josh O'Regan on. Yeah, you guys all know him from the videos, and we discuss a variety of topics.
You just have to come.
You just have to listen. You have to come along for the ride.
That's right. All right. Well, we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
My name is David,
and this is Rukai,
and we're signing off.
Yeah, signing off.